recovered at length to a more show of life, I upbraided him, and reproached him with my ruin, in such natural terms as added to his satisfaction with himself for having accomplished it. I resolutely withstood any further endeavours, on a pretext that flattered his prowess, of my being so violently hurt and sore that I could not possibly endure a further trial. He then graciously granted me a respite, and the next morning, soon after advancing, I got rid of further importunity, till Mrs. Cole, being rang for by him, came in, and was made acquainted, in terms of the utmost joy and rapture, with his triumphant certainty of my virtue, of which, he added, she would see proof enough in bloody characters on the sheets. Leaving me then to my much-wanted rest, he got up, and Mrs. Cole, after settling with him all points relating to me, got him undiscovered out of the house. After which, as I was awake, she came in and gave me due praises for my success. Behaving, too, with her usual moderation and disinterestedness, she refused any share of the sum I had thus earned, and put me into such a secure and easy way of disposing of my affairs, which now amounted to a kind of little fortune, that a child of 10 years old might have kept the account and property of them safe in its hands. I lived with Mr. Norbert near a quarter of a year, in which space I circulated my time very pleasantly between my amusements at Mrs. Cole's and a proper attendance on that gentleman, who paid me profusely for the unlimited complaisance with which I passively humoured every caprice of pleasure, and which had won upon him so greatly that, finding, as he said, all that variety in me alone, which he had sought for in a number of women, I had made him lose his taste for inconstancy and new faces. But what was yet at least agreeable, the love I had inspired him with bred a deference to me that was of great service to his health. For by degrees he was grown more delicate, more temperate, and in course more healthy, his gratitude for which was taking a turn very favourable for my fortune, when once more the caprice of it dashed the cup from my lips. His sister, for whom he had a great affection, desiring him to accompany her down to Bath for her health, he could not refuse her such a favour, and accordingly, though he counted on staying away from me no more than a week at farthest, he took his leave of me with an ominous heaviness of heart, and left me a sum far above the state of his fortune, and very inconsistent with the intended shortness of his journey. But it ended in the longest that can be, and is never but once taken, for, arrived at Bath, he was not there 2 days before he fell into a debauch of drinking with some gentlemen, that threw him into a high fever, and carried him off, in 4 days' time, never once out of a delirium. Had he been in his senses to make a will, perhaps he might have made favourable mention of me in it. Thus, however, I lost him. And as no condition of life is more subject to revolutions than that of a woman of pleasure, I soon recovered my cheerfulness, and now beheld myself once more struck off the list of kept mistresses, and returned into the bosom of the community from which I had been, in some manner, taken.